brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
September 20th, 2011. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. I have again, ladies and gentlemen, it is September 20th, 2011, and we're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. I have been out of town on/investigation/spending time with my family for the last few days, and have waxed reflective, and am really going to officially kick off the news and analysis portion of this transmission today, starting in the second and third hour. I want to be calm and focused. Coming up in the second hour, and I want to get into Gardasil and exactly what Gardasil stands for, the fact that we have had a victory, that it has now become a major issue in the presidential campaign, and the establishment's been forced to run a hoax claiming that no one has been damaged by it. They have miscalculated grievously, so we're going to be exposing that as best I can. Also, Democratic Party minions and operatives in the Chicago Tribune, Washington Post, and other publications have been calling for Barack Obama to step down and to not run for re-election so they can put a new puppet in and kind of bamboozle and sucker people into thinking there's going to be change out of the establishment two-party dictatorship. And here's a headline out of the Chicago Tribune, why Obama should withdraw. Here's another one, liberals vow to challenge Obama in Democratic primaries. That's out of the Washington Times. That is all coming up today. Now, Ed Asner is joining us for the balance of the hour coming up after this break. He really needs no introduction. He's the former head of the Screen Actors Guild. Recently, he was one of the big voices in a great movie that was actually very family-friendly, the movie Up. Big fan of that animated Pixar special. But he won't be here joining us today to talk about Hollywood too much, though I might bring up a few of his films that I admire, like, well, JFK. Wow, what a great role he played in that as a government operative. So Ed Asner's coming up to get into 9/11 truth, to get into Gardasil, vaccines, the two-party dictatorship, and a lot more. He is scheduled to join us for the balance of the hour. And then I need your help in the second hour. I mean, I really need you to listen, pay attention, and take notes on this Gardasil issue, because I get blindsided all the time. And I was listening to the show Friday when Mike Adams had a medical doctor on, and they were talking about forced inoculations, basically, where they don't need parental consent in California. This bill is now on the desk of the governor to inject the children. They just show them films and brainwash them and say, do you consent? And then basically give the children the deadly Gardasil shot, and the parents, even with very young children, have any say in that. This is so evil on so many fronts, and really a precedent-setting case. It's all about eugenics and population reduction. So we're going to be going over that in the second hour, but Ed Asner is straight ahead. And we've also got this UN vote coming up on the Palestinian state. And we've got a lot of economic news. Big Sis, you know, she's on telescreens at Walmart telling you spy on your neighbors, and on TV. Now she's on the side of coffee cups.
Calling all shooters, OpsGear.com is your source for targets and head-to-toe tactical gear. This week only, radio listeners save 25% on our exclusive shooting targets. We've got training targets, 3D targets, Zombie Osama, and our exclusive real threat targets. Check them out at OpsGear.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout. That's GCN and save 25% on all OpsGear targets. Plus, we give away great gear each week. Visit us at OpsGear.com. That's OPSGEAR.com or call 888-239-1384.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, to say we have an icon on with us for the balance of the hour today is putting it lightly. He's Ed Asner, a longtime head of the Screen Actors Guild. He, of course, is one of the biggest television stars in history with the Mary Tyler Moore Show and its spinoff, Lou Grant. He also was one of the main voices in my favorite animated film, Pixar's award-winning animated feature Up, which is 100% wholesome. In fact, when I saw it, I was like, wow, no anti-family, anti-liberty globalist messages in this. And, of course, he's also working and returning to television as Butcher Hank Gresiak, I think I'm pronouncing it, in Working Class, the first original sitcom on cable channel CMT. And there's no way to really go over all of the long bio of Edward Asner, known as Ed Asner, but he is with us today. He's also very eclectic. You know, the media tries to put him in this box of, just a Hollywood liberal. Well, you know, we're outside the box here. It's not about liberal or conservative. It's about right and wrong. And he knows about the population control program. He's been here and talked about it. You know, he's been fighting and speaking out against the dangers of many vaccines. And, of course, he has the courage for many years to talk about 9/11 truth, and he's now put out an amazing little 15-minute piece that we've got linked at Infowars.com with architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth, where he talks about the 1,500-plus architects and engineers and the fact that no modern steel building has ever collapsed like they did until the day of 9/11, looking at Building 7. So he joins us here in the next 50 minutes. Mr. Asner, great to have you.
Thank you, Alex. It's a pleasure to be back with you.
You know, we were talking right before you went live, and I said, what do you want to get into first? I threw out a few issues, and you said, Alex, you're so eclectic, you just lead. But that's really the same thing I'd say to you. They try to put me in a box. They try to put you in a box. Out of the gates, who is Ed Asner? What have you always really stood for?
Socialism.
Okay, so break that down for us.
Well, we are in such a confused state in this country right now, with the Tea Party leading, the Republican intransigence fighting Obama on anything. They can't tax the rich, that type of crap. If we were back to the taxes of Eisenhower, this country would be in so much better shape. I wonder if all those Republicans out there can remember that. And if we don't start taxing the rich and trying to make up some of this deficit, then we're fools.
Elaborate on that.
Elaborate?
Sure.
Any approach on taxes that you find is that the rich have gotten more and more leniency in terms of acts in Congress, of soft pedaling. The offshore companies are not lambasted at all. They have not made any effort at taxing offshore companies to any extent. Their single drive is to cut entitlement, cut your Medicare, cut your Medi-Cal, whatever that may be, to even invade Social Security if they had the guts to, but they had enough of an audience. It's taking it from the middle class and the poor, and that's how they hope to balance. They want to, as Grover Nordquist, that phenomenal dragon who heads the anti-tax groups in this country, said, he wants to reduce government so it's on its knees, so it's starving. Well, I believe in big government. As long as it is not corrupt, as long as the people keep it from being delivering and creating jobs and creating education and, in the present instance, creating health. And 47 million people in this country are now classified as poor or living less than poor. 47 million out of 300 million. That's a shocking, terrible statistic. And if that's what capitalism gives us, then to hell with it.
Now, Ed, again, I admire you because you have exposed the dangers of vaccines and the fact that these companies are given immunity. You have exposed globalist population reduction programs. You have exposed the inside job. It's 9/11. You have a lot of courage. You definitely are a smart guy, obviously, and you believe in what you're saying. But navigating this ice flow, you know, in the good ship USS Republic. Look, I understand that if men were angels and our better selves were helping share the wealth, the knowledge, that does make society better. I understand that in its purest idea, the idea of socialism would be good. But here's the problem. The crony capitalists, who are not free market, they actually will lobby for big government programs because they can control and lobby government and end up giving themselves the money and use it to shut down their competition and then exempt themselves. Take General Electric, the head of the President's Council, you know, their former head, taking the jobs to China and other places while trying to put regulations in that shut down our jobs. Or take all the other corporate welfare. See, that's my issue, is that is that the social systems, I mean, look at the Soviet Union. Look at any of these other examples. We trade out one group of criminals, and then even if you have well-meaning people up front, they always get thrown out, and a new group of crooks come in. So that's why I believe in local control and then diversity of control, because then you can find a town or a county or a city or a state that is more to your liking, and I just don't see socialism ever working. Now, I don't want to digress into this whole debate. You're certainly correct that right now we have all socialism for the rich. They take our money, our labor, our infrastructure, amass it. They make themselves exempt. The middle class pays high taxes, but most of the Fortune 100 are 100% exempt, as you know. My issue is then when I hear about a new tax plan, it's not to tax Google or General Electric. It's to tax, the guy down the street making $125,000 a year. Now that's a mouthful, Mr. Asner, but what's your view on it?
Well, my view is that because of a clerk's reading, a Supreme Court clerk's reading in 1880-something, corporations have been regarded as individuals, and they have gotten a free ride ever since. It's only because of that court clerk's ruling, and all justice has been delivered in terms of viewing corporations in that light. We've got to reach a point where the Supreme Court says the corporations are an individual and they can contribute to political campaigns, and it's regarded as free speech. Well, no one man or group of men can compete with what a corporation can contribute to a campaign, to a candidate.
And corporations live forever and are exempt from the rules that they have more rights than an individual.
Founding fathers, even, there were some of the founding fathers who even spoke of beware, fight the corporations. They were troubled by the power of corporations and wanted to limit them. And it's been a losing battle ever since. We are now at the worst stage of this corporate licentiousness, this corporate freedom.
Corporate fascism.
Yes, exactly. And I would say that the majority of our wars are, Smedley Butler put it best about all of his campaigns in Central America and South America, and the fact that he did it for this bank or that corporation or this one. We've been fighting the corporations ever since, and when will this country and its so-called representatives wake up to realize that the socialism I talk about is a control on obscene profits, a fair tax on profits, and we would not be in the mess we're in now. And above all, Eisenhower's warning about the military-industrial complex certainly didn't last long, did it? Look at the wars we're engaged in. Look at the oil companies that we are enslaved to.
My only issue is that the politicians of the two-party dictatorship, the two twins, are bought and paid for by these interests. And so no matter what you try to do to the government, it only gives them more power.
Exactly.
And so that's my issue, is it's almost like the Ring of Mordor, and that's how I see socialism. Yes, there's been philosopher kings that actually spent the largesse and created education and created civilizations. But those are rare, and they almost always, hand over power to someone worse than them and then worse than them. And so it's like the Ring of Mordor. I mean, Ed, you know that ring, and they offer it to Gandalf, and he says, no, I'd try to use this for good, and it would only be turned to evil. Don't fire me, Lou. Oh, don't be mad at me, Lou. You know who that is, right, Ted Knight?
Yeah, of course.
Not a very good imitation.
Yeah, well, it's not bad, I must say. You can only get the duck's ass that he used while he was doing all that. Nailed down pat.
Thank you, Lou. I had to do that, sorry. That's Ted Knight, folks, another actor I absolutely admire for their skills. Oh, God. Ed Asner's our guest. We're going to come back and get into things we do completely agree on. And again, I see Ed's view. I just don't ever see it being practical because of the nature of men. Let's get into 9/11 truth, vaccines, and a lot more.
They're poisoning the water with fluoride. They're spraying the air with heavy metals. Why and what can you do to defend your family? This week at waterwebinar.com, in an all-new free live online webinar, Earth's most powerful cleansing secret is being revealed. A secret they don't want you to know about. Find out how to take fluoride and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body. Go to waterwebinar.com. A water secret so powerful, some have called it the number one threat to the entire New World Order health agenda. It was even used during Chernobyl to clean up nuclear contamination. Go to waterwebinar.com now and sign up for free to find out how to turn the worst water on this planet into pristine, clear drinking water which heals your body. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. Don't get left behind. It's your life. Your water, your freedom. Fight for it. Go to waterwebinar.com now.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here. You all know I've worked for years with Steve Shank and eFoods Direct. I have eFoods for my own emergency food supply. You know, Steve, life is different now for all of us, isn't it?
Very different. People are using this great food to survive the present hurricane season, and we've already had $40 billion worth of damage from floods, storms, quakes, and droughts. And that's just the first 8 months of this year. Natural disasters are newsworthy, but only touch a few of us Americans. The huge issue of the greatest depression is on everyone's mind. The unemployment, the loss of homes, lost businesses, and skyrocketing food costs are hitting every American, so everyone needs food security.
Folks, this month you will get free shipping on every food order from eFoods Direct. That's right, every order gets free shipping starting September 6th. Get stocked up with the best storable foods out there with eFoods Direct, and be prepared for any emergency before it happens. To take advantage of this special, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Our rights as individuals to freely purchase dietary supplements over the counter are under constant attack. The globalists want to ban all supplements formulated after 1994. Governments are hoarding raw materials, affecting our ability to purchase these products at a reasonable price. Even organic foods are stripped of nutrients due to overuse of soil and compromised growing conditions. Storable foods are essential, but you also need to make sure you have the nutrients you need to stay healthy during emergencies. Go to SurvivalRx.com today and see the amazing line of storable supplements they have to protect the ones you love. The owners of SurvivalRx.com have been in sports nutrition for over a decade, and they realize the need for long-term storable vitamins. The result is a triple nitrogen flushing method, which allows these vitamins to maintain their strength for decades. Again, go to SurvivalRx.com. That's SurvivalRx.com. Okay, this is a short segment, long segment coming up. I want to get into the planned destruction of Obama. We told you this would happen in the Obama deception when he had an 85% approval rating, but now the Democrats are getting ready to flushing down the political tubes because they want to give you a new puppet. And on the right, we have Rick Perry to save us. A total theater. But, you know, people are getting wise to these puppets quicker and quicker. So we'll get Ed's view on that coming up in the next segment. Get into Gardasil that I'm doing a big special report on in the next hour and on the nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock Central. Again, legend Ed Asner joins us of films like JFK, TV, Mary Tyler Moore. One of the best films, I think, is he's one of the main voices in the movie Up. Does an incredible job. This is a short segment, Ed, but we're going to come out of break and play a few minutes of the special presentation you did for architects and engineers. But, wow, they have really put on an amazing case. What do you think the biggest smoking gun of 9/11 is?
Well, Building 7. Building 7 being brought down without having been damaged to that extent. Now, am I still on?
Yes, sir.
The amazing thing about 9/11 in its totality is that this greatest country in the world with the greatest, strongest defense in the world had this horrendous obscenity done to them on 9/11. So we supposedly had gatekeepers, watchmen protecting us. Why has not one single person been punished for the flaws that occurred in 9/11? There is no guilty person in America, is there?
They made the Japanese prime minister resign. The heads of Tokyo Electric, heads rolled in Japan. Some people committed suicide over it.
Yeah.
But here they got promoted for standing down, Ed.
Doing a great job, Brownie.
Yeah, FEMA.
Mm-hmm.
So what does that tell you? I guess they're doing the job they want.
I think that they want to make sure nobody shoots their mouth off. And if eventually they do, then they'll probably end up dead.
Well, that's another good point. Building 7 is for me the big smoking gun. You've done this great presentation. It's at the Architects for Engineers, Architects and Engineers 9/11 Truth site. Just incredible, big-time architects now. Major skyscraper architects are now going public, as you know.
Yeah. Physicists, engineers, architects, 1,500 of them. And are these all fools, these highly educated people? They may not be the leading architects in the country, but, boy, they sure are aware of the conditions of 9/11.
Well, some of them now in the video interviews I'm seeing are some of the leading architectural engineers and architects in the country. It's just amazing. But I don't have to be an architect or engineer to know that when I see CNN footage of police saying, get back, they're going to bring that building down, and Larry Silverstein says they gave the order to pull it, and I could see blast points going off as it falls at free fall, and the NIST says, no, it wasn't free fall, only controlled demolition can do that, and now they have to admit the building did fall at free fall, Ed.
I've preached and talked 9/11, and I come across good American burgers and educated people, middle-class people, and when I bring up 9/11, they don't want to know that the emperor has no clothes. They don't want to know that there is no Santa Claus. They don't want to know. They want to believe further in the American myth that we can do no wrong, that we would not do such heinous acts as participate in some way to the destruction that occurred in 9/11.
Well, now we learn that Anwar al-Awlaki, 2 weeks after 9/11, when he was on the most wanted list, number 3 in al-Qaeda, was meeting secretly at the Pentagon with the Secretary of the Army, Ed.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's even in Associated Press. Came out a few months ago, but didn't really get any attention. That's pretty suspicious.
Well, do people even wonder why Osama bin Laden was not on the FBI wanted list for 9/11? Do people even realize that?
Every time I mention that, I get emails saying I didn't believe you and went and looked, and they find out it's true. He was never on it. Let's talk about that when we come back. A short break, long segment. We're going to come back from break, play a few minutes of Ed Asner's intro video, Ed Asner on Building 7. And then we're going to go right back to Ed and start breaking down some of the other facets of 9/11, the whole bin Laden fable. Then we're going to look at the two-party dictatorship in America and where Ed sees this country going. So now even Mayor Bloomberg's talking about riots.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. You all know I've worked for years with Steve Shank and eFoods Direct. I have eFoods for my own emergency food supply. You know, Steve, life is different now for all of us, isn't it?
Very different. People are using this great food to survive the present hurricane season, and we've already had $40 billion worth of damage from floods, storms, quakes, and droughts. And that's just the first 8 months of this year. Natural disasters are newsworthy, but only touch a few of us Americans. The huge issue of the greatest depression is on everyone's mind. The unemployment, the loss of homes, lost businesses, and skyrocketing food costs are hitting every American. So everyone needs food security.
Folks, this month you will get free shipping on every food order from eFoods Direct. That's right. Every order gets free shipping starting September 6th. Get stocked up with the best storable foods out there with eFoods Direct and be prepared for any emergency before it happens. To take advantage of this special, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Talking more about Ted Knight, who I just love, especially in Caddyshack. Man, what a comedic talent. Also, we're going to play a short clip of this video. It's like 15 minutes long. It's at Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth's website. It's also up on InfoWars.com. We posted it last week. I'm going to get it reposted so that everybody can find it easier. 911 Families, Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, narrated by Ed Asner. Here's just the first minute of it.
Throughout the ages, architects and engineers have designed and built the great structures that have made our world and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Ed Asner. Welcome to Architects and Engineers. Let's look now at modern steel frame buildings. This is the Empire State Building. A marvel of modern architecture. It was built to last. Architects and engineers of today use computers to design and engineer buildings that will endure the forces of nature, such as earthquakes, fires and hurricanes. This modern skyscraper was also built to last.
Building 7.
We've seen buildings completely destroyed like this before, but
all
only
right.
when done intentionally.
Only when done intentionally. You got to go watch it. Some of the most powerful 9/11 truth information I've ever seen, and we just appreciate Ed Asner having the courage and the will to do what he does. Just amazing, and undoubtedly reaching millions of people. Because if we don't expose false flag terror, the military-industrial complex is going to continue to stage these cold-blooded events to completely overthrow our republic. Ed, you were finishing up with Osama bin Laden and the fact that he was never on the most wanted list. And then what did you think of the report that Obama had him killed, and then the Navy SEAL helicopter blows up? Our intel was they blew the SEALs up on the ground. We predicted they'd have a crash with the SEALs on it later. That indeed happened.
Why would they do that?
To get rid of the witnesses, because the report is bin Laden was not in the building.
Really?
And was already dead, yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, I'm too busy with 9/11 to pursue that crime.
No, I understand there is too much. Any other points on 9/11 truth that you think are central for people to look at?
I think that, does anybody wonder why there are no black boxes from any of the planes? Has anybody seen the black boxes? Has anybody seen the various TVs that were on in the various stores at the time of the Pentagon, and why all those security cameras product was confiscated? Nobody's seen that. The stench in the cover-up of all the acts that took place on 9/11 are so enormous, people just feel too small and refuse to tumble to the fact that there was complicity in this country in terms of the carrying out. It was not a perfect threading of the needle that 9/11 took place. There should have been some exposure, some talk, somebody. And I understand that the 9/11 ceremonies in New York, that they did not even have the first responders make an appearance there. Is that true?
Yes, sir. CNN, Fox News, AP all reported it. When I first saw it a month ago, I didn't believe it and told my guys, let's go pull some more articles up. And it was confirmed. And then there was a statement by Bloomberg. And then we learned a White House memo that they did not want them there because they know they're angry about the asbestos dust and Bush covering that up. We knew it was deadly, and the head of the EPA, and also that so many of them are 9/11 truthers that it would be embarrassing.
Yeah, that's too bad, isn't it?
Yeah.
Too goddamn bad. Well, I think these people are dying on us as we go along, dying from the bronchial and the pulmonary diseases they got that day. And that's a hell of a way to honor them by not having them there. So, I've got nothing but negatives. I find that an 18-foot hole at the Pentagon in the least occupied section of the Pentagon by a pilot who could not fly at all, hardly, but never have engineered a total U-turn so that he could hit his plane into that particular section of the Pentagon. It's all such hokey make-believe, and our people keep buying.
Well, I know that when you've gone public, some of the media has demonized you. Martin Sheen questioned Building 7. They tried to demonize him. Bill O'Reilly shook his finger at the camera and said, you better watch it. It's total gangsterism by these people trying to intimidate folks. And now we've had Cass Sunstein at the White House. His memos, of course, have been made public, where he said they want to infiltrate 9/11 truth to inject false information to discredit us. If it was just hokey, and if Ed Asner was wrong, and if Andres von Bülow, the former German defense minister, was wrong, and the former Italian prime minister was wrong, and president was wrong, if all these scientists were wrong, and all these fighter pilots were wrong, and all these police officers that said there was a countdown, and they blew up Building 7, and BBC reported that it was going to fall before it fell. Yeah, I mean, if all that evidence is just bunk, then why would there be government programs covertly trying to demonize this, Ed?
Well, I haven't, you know, I felt like a demon for a long time, so I haven't felt any new thrust. I was on O'Reilly a few months ago, and he treated me like a king. He was very nice to me.
Now, I'm talking about years ago when they were really getting scared of 9/11 truth. There was some demonization and some attacks on Fox and other channels, and they would mention 9/11 truthers. I remember you being mentioned amongst them. So, yeah, that just, I think, shows a little bit of the fact that it is just showmanship on their part.
Well, even the liberal commentators, you know, Bill Maher won't even touch it. He runs from it. They're afraid they'll look like fools if they engage in it or be demonized. And I guess when they're up that high, they can be demonized and it can have an effect. But that shows how much courage they've got. The list of horrors that occurred on.
Ed, hold on just a moment. I think you've got call waiting. I think you've got a call coming in.
It's taken care of, Alex.
Okay, great. I just don't want to interrupt you.
No, that's all right.
Please repeat what you were saying to me during the break. You're saying the list of horrors. Start over.
The list of horrors of 9/11 is so enormous, and even the heads of the spurious 9/11 commission said that they were lied to by the CIA. So where do you begin, for God's sake? My feeling is that the corruption and the lies that we've been fed have reached such an enormous extent. The military lies, the congressional lies, the presidential lies, the corporate lies, that the level of corruption is of such an extreme nature. I think what the comment I said to you is, that I think unless we bomb the city, we can't save it. So we've got to level, bring down to a level of clear understanding and begin again. And I don't know how much destruction that entails, but we need a change in this country. Certainly a third party of healthy proportions would help.
Well, this nation has turned into the happy looting ground of these global corporate crime bosses. It's like we're the right whale, and we're basically being hunted into oblivion. And if you study corruption history, as you were just alluding to, when it reaches this flashpoint, it races over the edge into oblivion, and none of us have any future, including the people looting the nation. It's almost like they're cancer. They think because they've got all this power and have gotten away with so many crimes, they become emboldened and then race through the body politic until they destroy the society. And the crime is exploding. The illegitimacy is exploding. The illiteracy is exploding. We've got close to 50 million people on food stamps. Those, you know, basically digital soup lines. Every mainline economist I talk to says we're really in a depression, and we've got both parties lying to us. What about this two-party dictatorship, Ed? I mean, At this point, it's now in the news today that the Chicago Tribune editorial staff is saying Obama should withdraw and step down for a new candidate. Here's another one. Washington Times. Liberals vow to challenge Obama in Democratic primaries. The Washington Post has said they need somebody else to run. Obama faces questions on his investments. USA Today. So they're now bringing up old corruption stuff they knew during the campaign. So they've put forward their puppet, reading off a teleprompter. They're going to destroy him now and act like he did all this when it's the Republican and Democratic leadership, and I want your view on this, who are bought and paid for by the big offshore mega corporations and banks and oil companies and the rest of it. And so the Democrats are so upset. No, they're upset that they're getting the blame for this. They want a new puppet to take all the blame. And do you agree with that? I mean, you know, Democrats who are upset with Obama doing the opposite of what he said he would do, they should realize this is the corporate fascism. What do they expect? Just like Republicans who are getting ready to vote for Rick Perry. Yeah. I mean, what do they expect? This guy died in the wool establishment, you know, Karl Rove minion to do.
We've got to destroy the city to save it. In early 1945, President Roosevelt gave a speech. And as far as I'm concerned, if we could preserve that man in oil to continue being a president forever, it would have been my pleasure. He talked about a second four freedoms in this country: education, jobs, housing, health. Four things which are going into the toilet as we speak. Four things which the people should have. And I feel that socialism would certainly have provided it for us, to the delight of the conservatives. Roosevelt died, and those four freedoms were buried, and there are feeble attempts to restore them in various ways, shapes, and forms. Socialism would give us a ground bottom to, and that's the other thing. In this country, just like they don't want to hear about 9/11, people use, since you can't use communists anymore, they use socialism now as the means of saying how unpalatable it would be for this country, what a taint it would be. If we could have guaranteed income for every citizen, guaranteed education, guaranteed housing, guaranteed jobs, my God. And the liberals have betrayed us, too. I mean, the Fair Trade Acts that went on, the NAFTA, the CAFTA, all that crap.
Well, Ed, that was my next point
today.
Yeah, that was my next point, is that a lot of mainline conservatives say they're against socialism, but then they're for trillions of dollars in bailouts to big mega banks,
yeah,
and trillions in corporate welfare, trillions in defense, that is more corporate welfare. No, they just don't like the other type of socialism. They like the fascism of big corporations coming in and taking our money at the barrel of a gun. So that's why I understand your perspective, and that you are a well-meaning, good person who has that perspective. And certainly what we have hasn't worked. I'm just saying there's a model of socialism pushed by the mega corporations where it's only enough to make people dependent and not to actually empower them. And so I guess if you had some robot, because we've got unlimited resources, basically, when it comes to knowledge and information, building people up through a socialist model, that could work. The problem is there's always going to be people who don't want to build folks up. And, of course, that gets into the eugenics, the population reduction. From my research, you know, into the whole vaccine thing, everything, the forced inoculations, the eugenics, the Gardasil causing all these deaths.
Causing what death?
Gardasil, the papilloma virus shot, in its trials caused deaths, and has since caused deaths and a lot of quote adverse reactions. And now in California, they're moving to try to basically give all the school children the shot. That's what Rick Perry's getting in all this trouble for.
Yeah,
he started.
I have not read of these deaths. I know that Michelle Bachmann claimed, this one woman, that her daughter suffered terrible health problems from the shot, but she did not produce the woman or her name.
Yeah, what they're doing is they're using Bachmann to politicize it, to make it a left-right issue right now, but I actually believe I sent... here it is. Girl dies within hours of Cerevax Gardasil vaccine, and this is just one of literally dozens and dozens of CBS, ABC... this is Sky News out of England. We're going to skip this break for the network. This is a network break, so stations shouldn't skip this with Ed Asner. Guys, will you queue up clip 3091? And if you just Google, sir, or go to YouTube and type in deaths from Gardasil, you'll get newscasts from 2007, but they're always local. And a lot of times the kids die right there at the school. Here it is. Here's that clip. We're going to back that back up.
The death of a teenage girl, if indeed it is linked to the drug, will be sad proof of their fears. The 14-year-old was vaccinated along with most of her school yesterday. It's understood that around lunchtime, shortly after having the injection, she turned pale, stopped breathing, and collapsed. Paramedics took her to Coventry's University Hospital, but she died there hours after receiving the drug. NHS Coventry released a statement last night saying that it has taken the proactive step to quarantine the batch of vaccine being used as a precautionary measure only and have informed the regulatory authority. The statement continues on to say, "We are conducting an urgent and full investigation into the events surrounding this tragedy."
Okay.
Teenage girls in particular have been more aware of cervical cancer since the illness and death of Jade Goody. Last September, a national vaccination program...
That's enough. Promotion. Ed, you can search this, but I even have the CDC documents admitting deaths connected to it, and that's why they now have this challenge for $10,000 by a doctor connected to the vaccine lobby, saying, "Bachman, give me the proof that it's ever caused a mental problem." It's on the drug insert as well as the H1N1 flu shot that it can cause narcolepsy, artificial onset of epilepsy, that it can cause Guillain-Barré. I have a lot of friends that have gotten Guillain-Barré from vaccines, and their doctors have told them. But, I mean, they've had trouble covering up the Gardasil because sometimes you die within 10 minutes. Also, they line the girls up, and a lot of times large numbers collapse and then have autoimmune responses. And it came out last week, and I'm covering this next hour in a special report, that they now tested 13 different vials from different sub-manufacturing plants of it and found that it's got the RNA, DNA bound to the adjuvant, so it's causing autoimmune problems.
Well, I had not heard any of this, so thank you for the information.
Well, overall, Ed, you have been critical of some vaccines. What's your view on this push to want kids to take hundreds of vaccines?
I don't know about the push to take hundreds of vaccines. I do know, since I have an autistic son and grandson, that there was a long, strong push against the triple shot vaccine that most kids get, the whooping cough and I forget what the
MMR.
Yeah, and it turned out that the scientist who had spoken of the fact that it had caused autism fudged his information. He's been discredited.
Yeah, no. We've had Dr. Wakefield in studio even last week, and it turns out now that there's two other studies before him, and that was a hoax. Just like the Gardasil people just said, no one has ever been hurt in any way, and then the CDC says tens of thousands have been hurt. We're doing a special report in the next hour, but a more detailed one tonight on our nightly news. I would like to, when the nightly news is done, Ed, I'll send you a link to it, to your assistant's email. Will you please watch this special report for me?
I will.
All right, because again, this is how deceptive they are. And then they have Bachman come out and talk about it, and people don't like her politically, so then they say, well, it must be bull if Bachman's saying it. I mean, I understand how this gets. Now, shifting gears, I always wanted to ask you about your view of JFK and the assassination. I know that you did a great job with Mr. Lemon in Oliver Stone's JFK. What's your view on the JFK assassination?
Well, I think that there probably was some government complicity there. Who was the lawyer down at in Jonestown, Mark? Can't remember his name.
Garrison?
No, not Garrison. He had the congressman carry his typewriter when they were making their escape.
Yes.
Mark
Lane?
Yeah. He wrote a book on this subject. But Willis Carto of Spotlight Magazine, a fascist sheep, nevertheless said that E. Howard Hunt was in Dallas as a member of the CIA at the time of the JFK assassination. He then sued and won, T. Howard Hunt did, So Wolf Carto came to Mark Lane and said, on the retrial, I want you to defend me. He said, well, why do you want me? I'm totally opposed to everything you believe. He said, that's why. I want you to realize that I believe in your objectivity. So Mark Lane defended Willis Carto, and he won because he was able to prove that E. Howard Hunt, and I imagine other, he was able to prove also that other CIA gentlemen were all over the area at the JFK assassination. Now, that does not necessarily mean that the CIA pulled triggers, but they certainly were in the vicinity and could have done much to probably stop it if they weren't firing the guns themselves.
Well, Ed, you're right about that famous case there with the Liberty Lobby spotlight finally winning the second round. But I've interviewed St. John Hunt. We premiered the video and also the audio, coast to coast, of course. I did the first interview. But the point is that on his deathbed, or the first time they thought he was going to die, he did an audio and a written letter admitting, and of course he ran black op assassinations worldwide for the CIA, E. Howard Hunt, that indeed he had been there to basically bench warm but run the whole operation, and that they did have CIA trigger men there.
This is Hunt said this?
Yes, sir. This just came out a few years ago. Rolling Stone was the only big mainstream media to report on it, Coast to Coast AM. Of course, also broke it on radio, and then we did subsequent in-depth investigations with St. John Hunt, his son. He's in California, and I believe in Los Angeles. You ought to meet with him sometime. It is extremely powerful. He even helped his dad with the Watergate stuff, get rid of the evidence with that. An incredible person to have dinner with.
Well, my eye and my ear and my heart are open to any of that. I must condemn the CIA, I must say. And I am very troubled whenever I hear something about the CIA, because there are tons of good people in it, I know. But there's elements of corruption keep rising up. Be it the Kennedy assassination, be it Tenet talking about slam dunk to allow the invasion of Iraq, or the fact that weapons of mass destruction were to be found there.
Sure.
This constancy of participation in lies is certainly very troubling to me.
It certainly is. Ed, real quick, Ron Paul, what's your view of Congressman Ron Paul?
I think he's refreshing. I disagree with him on certainly a great number of things, but I think that he's certainly probably one of the few honest politicians you can find in Washington.
You know, I think that's what I can say about you. I don't agree with you on some major issues, but you're real. You're the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And that's what you've got to say about Ron Paul, is that he is real. And that's such a rare quantity nowadays.
Yeah. Well, Bernie Sanders is another one. Bernie Sanders has been playing a lot of hearts and minds, though he's a socialist in claiming how this country has to proceed, how it must attack to get out of the deficit and to raise up our people.
Ed Asner, hold on. I know you've got to go. This is a one-minute break. If you could just do five more minutes to finish that point, then I want to talk about a few lighter things, like my favorite animated film, Up, that, of course, you're one of the main voices of. We'll be right back.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.